balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had no energy for months and months and months. I had no energy, and I'm a very active person. And my husband was noticing that I was tired all the time, and I was slow at everything that I was doing. And I kept listening to the commercials. And, you know, you don't know if something's going to help you or not. But I decided this was something I was going to do. And lo and behold, in about 4 days after taking them, I was repotting plants. I was doing other things. My husband said to me, "You seem to have more energy." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm fine." And I'm telling you, nothing has ever made such a difference. So anyway, I'm very happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Hi, everyone. It's Kate. I just wanted to mention MyPillow.com to you. You know, there's a lot of holidays and weddings and all kinds of things that we buy gifts for, and not to mention us. We buy things for ourselves. This is the best company for bedding. I mean, from everything from dog beds to pillows to sheets to towels to stopping snoring. I mean, get the green pillow, get the blue pillow label from MyPillow.com. What an amazing company this is. And Mike Lindell is doing a heck of a job trying to inform everybody about the election fraud and actually have the proof there and show the proof behind election fraud. Also, frankspeech.com. It's a censor-free Facebook. Go to MyPillow.com or you can call the number 800-873-1052. And make sure that you are ordering. Put in the code KATE. Get up to 40% off now. Oh my gosh, you guys, the products are that good. I'm telling you, I was shocked by them. I was seriously shocked. Make sure you support the show, Truth and Radio, Mike Lindell, and you're going to get great products. It's a great threefer. Not a twofer, a threefer. Go to MyPillow.com and get up to 40% off right now. Do it. Thanks, you guys.
Name one time in history when the guys that wanted to ban the guns and books were the good guys. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
To the purpose of the Second Amendment. When you go off again into the weeds and you get away from the purpose of it, you're going to get into all of these controversies. Why is the Second Amendment there? And a lot of people don't know the reason that it's there. Because I hear people saying, you don't need this kind of weapon to hunt deers. The Second Amendment is not about deer hunting. The Second Amendment is about the people's right and ability to protect them.
It's also about a militia as well.
It's about being able to help in case of a foreign invasion, being able to help our forces, but also being able to defend themselves against an overly aggressive government.
Yes.
That's why it's there.
The police have also responded with...
Oh, what a fantastic clip. And I let Dr. Ben Carson know that he is on my rotation of clips coming into the show. I absolutely love that one on the Second Amendment. It makes perfect sense. And what he said, right on. I absolutely love that. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Tuesday. Happy to have you. Over 6.3 million on SoundCloud. Really appreciate you sharing the clips of the show and going to katedalyradio.com to get the truth. I just absolutely love this. We have wonderful guests on the show, and today is a particularly a special day. We have Dr. Ben Carson joining us. I am so happy to have him. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ben Carson.
Thank you, Kate. It's so nice to be back with you again after a little while.
I know, right? You came on the show when you were running for president. It was a wonderful interview as far as you talked so much about your mother and the impact she had on you and why you were running for president. And I just thought you just did such a fantastic job. And let me just tell you, when I talk about all the guests over the decade that I've been on the show, when it comes to the guests that I find they are who they are on the radio, very sincere. Your name is at the top of the list because I found you to be so sincere. Everything you were saying was just what you believe. And I'll tell you, it's rare. It's very rare.
Well, it's my belief that if you always tell the truth, You don't have to scratch your head and try to remember what you said before.
Amen. Amen to that. Dr. Ben Carson Sr. is an American retired neurosurgeon, politician, served as the 17th United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, 2017 to 21, candidate for president, 2016 Republican primaries. You all know him. I know you do. And that was a wonderful quote, by the way, on the Second Amendment. I really, really appreciate that. In fact, you have so many different things that you could talk about. You're going to be coming to my area in a month, and I'm really excited about this because we get to meet you in person and back down into Southern Utah. And I love that you're speaking everywhere. I love that you're writing children's books, Why America Matters. I love that you're putting the messages that you are out there, because you are a voice, a very intelligent voice out there that is trying to remind people about these truths, these values, these principles. And your whole work, I was kidding around before we came on the show, because you didn't really retire. You are out there really trying to tell people about principles and why they matter. I love that you're doing this.
Well, you know, America is such an important part of the world. People don't remember what the world was like before America became the great superpower. Mm-hmm. There were all these despotic leaders going around trampling on anybody who was weaker than them.
Right.
And, you know, that has resolved to a significant degree, although it's starting to crank up again because, you know, we don't have strong leadership anymore. But hopefully that's not a permanent situation.
Yeah.
And we need to recognize that the world looks to us for leadership. And when we don't show it, a lot of chaos ensues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking for us leadership as far as COVID is concerned. Why are there so many crazy things going on around the world with COVID?
Right.
Because we have not manifested logical, science-based leadership.
Yes, and, I love that you're saying this.
I hope we start to catch up soon.
Oh,
because, you know, we're not recognizing natural immunity. And, of course, the reason we do that is because there's a large number of people who have natural immunity.
That's so true.
Now you can't say everybody has to have the jab. So rather than face that, we just said, yeah, there's no such thing as natural immunity. We're not going to talk about that.
Isn't that amazing?
In fact, it's more effective than the vaccine-induced immunity.
Oh, you know, you were on a clip a few weeks ago, and I loved this clip because they were talking about how full the hospitals were, and you had such a great comment to that as you have been working in hospitals your whole career, and you said that hospitals are always on the verge of being full or not full. This is not new.
We dealt with that constantly.
Exactly.
Can we get this patient in because the ICU is full? Who do we have to move around? I mean, that was just an everyday occurrence. So,
yeah. I love that you said
that.
You know,
they try to make this into something of a crisis in order to frighten people.
Right.
And in order to control people. The fact of the matter is, and here's the wonderful thing, our good Lord is solving the coronavirus problem for us.
Mm.
Because each time this virus mutates, it's getting weaker and weaker. And even though it's probably going to be with us for years, it's no worse than your common cold. In many cases, than your common cold.
I was going to ask you about that.
It's going to be endemic.
Because all the symptoms are the same. So is it a repackaging of the common cold? It sure feels that way over and over again with each new label that they come out with.
Yeah, pretty much. But here's the really cool thing about it is when you get it, and you may not have any symptoms at all, it still confers protection against some of the other variants that are more dangerous. So it's a way of acquiring herd immunity very quickly. And if we were smart, we would be integrating that into our plans, and we would be integrating the treatments. Some of the treatments are fantastic. The protease inhibitors, which prevent the virus from being able to multiply, and they work very effectively and very fast. We should have some kind of a lightning speed program, warp speed program, to get those treatments out.
But
it seems like we're not that interested in really getting rid of the disease.
It seems that they really wanted to quiet ivermectin really quickly, even though it's been used around the world and won the Nobel Prize. What are your feelings about ivermectin?
Yes. Well, ivermectin works very well.
Yeah.
You know, what they tried to do is savage the reputation by saying, you know, people are taking animal medicines and
right.
animal doses. Well, you know, is it used for cattle and various livestock? Yes, but that's not the kind that you give to people.
Right.
And, you know, that's just a crazy argument. One of the reasons that many portions of India have had almost no problem with this is because there's widespread use of ivermectin.
Mm.
If you go to the West African coast,
mm-hmm.
the incidence of COVID is 94% less than it is here. What do they do there? Hydroxychloroquine. They
yep.
take it as an anti-malarial, but we know that it also is very effective against this virus.
Right.
Why aren't we investigating those things? Why aren't we talking about them? Because when we were making the push to develop the vaccine, we have in place a silly rule that says we cannot give an emergency use authorization if there is something else available that is effective.
Amen.
So we had to say that's not effective.
Amen.
That's horse medicine.
Yep.
You know, just
you're right.
Dishonesty. And this kind of dishonesty, I think, has really affected the trust that people have in our governmental health.
I so agree. In fact, I've always said on the show, we don't need peace on earth. We need truth on earth. That would actually bring peace. I absolutely think so, because we have a truth problem, I think, in America, and we need to do something about that. What surprises you the most in this year, now that we're in 2022, what has actually just taken you aback the most, surprised you the most?
Well, I think, you know, learning about what was going on in the schools.
Mm.
The attempt to indoctrinate our young people.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine what it must be like to be a young person?
I can't.
You know, you try to go to school, you got to wear a mask, you can't see people's facial expressions, then you're missing out on a very important part of sociological development.
Right.
Facial expressions with what people are saying. And then you're told you're carrying some horrible disease, even though you might not feel bad,
right.
but you might give it to your grandmother and kill her. Well, you know, grandmothers unfortunately get older and they die. Now you're feeling guilty about that. How horrible.
Sickening.
And then, you know, if you're white, you're an oppressor. You've caused all minorities their problems. If you're a minority, you can't possibly succeed because you live in a systemically racist society that is stacked against you.
Hmm.
And all of this while you're trying to develop your self-image. And if that isn't enough, you may not be a girl or a boy. I mean, can you imagine what it is like trying to grow up in that environment?
I truly can't.
Child abuse.
Your mother, I know we have a couple minutes till we break, but we are going to come back. But your mother, was she teaching you these principles, these truths early on? You know, raised by a black mother, what were her views that she told you?
Well, there were a lot of people around when we were growing up who were always complaining about the system and how it was against you
Mm-hmm.
and how you couldn't succeed either.
Mm.
It wasn't as bad as it is now, but it was there.
Right.
And she would always say, forget about that mess. If anybody else can do it, you can do it too, except you can do it better. And she never accepted excuses.
Wow.
No excuses for herself, no excuses for us. And if we ever gave an excuse, the next thing out of her mouth was a poem called Yourself to Blame.
Right. Right. And here you became such a successful neurosurgeon, best in the world. And also.
And my brother became a rocket scientist.
I love it. I mean, really and truly, if you just have that mindset, it's amazing what you can do. I'm so glad you had a mother that could teach you those things. Can you imagine being in school today?
Yeah.
I don't think kids are driven toward anything like that. They are so told to be part of this emotional response to something that they've conjured up in history.
I shudder to think what would have happened to me if I were growing up in today's environment with all of this propaganda being spewed at you all the time.
I can't imagine it either. And look at what you've been able to do. I mean, you are a black man talking about CRT and talking about the dangers of it and talking about all those things. And this is why I love that you're an outspoken voice, because we need
you. My wife and I have actually just finished a manuscript called Created Equal.
Wow.
Which it'll be coming out, the book, in May. But it, I think, really puts the stake in the ground when it comes to all of this racial division and helps people to recognize that there is a different way. we don't have to take the low road. We can take the high road.
Oh, amen to that. My guest is Dr. Ben Carson, a special show for you today. And, of course, we'll be right back. And there's so much to talk about. In fact, you actually speak about so many subjects, it was kind of hard to narrow it down because you really do. You're a great voice of reason out there. We're so grateful for you. We'll be right back with Dr. Ben Carson, KateDalyRadio.com, The Kate Daly Show. Be right back.
Talk Lines.
Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I drive a truck for a living, and I'm gone every week, all week long, and I know I don't eat right, and it really helps a lot. It's awesome. I'll never stop taking it.
I feel more energetic, and I think as you keep taking it, the better you get, the better you feel with it. And I'm a truck driver, so I need that energy. And I feel the energy.
Balance of Nature is working great. Lost 24 pounds. My muscles are good. It's so much easier now getting in and out of that truck. I'm not sore. It's just amazing. I'm really happy with the product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Start.
They're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When a man comes around, the hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes around.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. A special hour for you today, and I'm really excited for you because you get to hear from Dr. Ben Carson live on our show today, our guest. And visit the wonderful sponsors at katedalyradio.com, a wonderful hand sanitizer that is an amazing product. You'll absolutely love it, and I know you don't have it on your shelf, so make sure you get this. It just came out, Clean Start, and everything from Dr. Zelenko, his visits on the show. He actually has a supplement that you can purchase right through the show and get a special deal on that. Just go right down to Zelenko Z-Stack, and it's such a mixture of wonderful supplements that you should be taking daily to keep your own immune system up, the immune system we have on the inside of our body. I know they haven't said that for two solid years, but it really is on the inside of our body, and there's some wonderful sponsors there. Please visit them and get their products, because I would not put them on the show unless I used them and loved them, and I really appreciate all of you. Dr. Ben Carson is my guest in this hour, and not only is he an outspoken Christian, which I absolutely love, but he also is doing so many things for children and for adults all over this country in educating. You even have a Patriot program. Can you talk about that, Dr. Ben Carson?
Yeah, as part of the American Cornerstone Institute, we have a little Patriots program. American Cornerstone is based on four cornerstone principles that took us from a ragtag bunch of militiamen to the pinnacle of the world in record time. That was no coincidence.
Wow.
It was because of the number one thing, and that was our faith, which taught us how to relate to our fellow man. Love your neighbor,
right,
not cancel your neighbor. And liberty is the second pillar. One of the things that characterized this nation was the fact that people could live the way they wanted as long as they weren't disturbing other people.
Right.
They didn't have a government with the foot on the neck. And some people say, well, we still have freedom of speech. Do we?
Right.
When in fact, you know, big tech and social media can penalize people, can cancel people with the compliance of the government. It's the same effect as if the government is doing it.
So
and then
true.
Community. One of the things that allowed us to flourish was the fact that people were able to work together. And it was our united stance mm-hmm. that made us so strong. And then the last pillar, life. And as we've grown further away from our respect for life, from the womb to the tomb, we've become much more coarse in our relationships with each other. But we've also allowed the indoctrination of our kids. And so one of the parts of our program is the Little Patriots program. We recently released our first book called Why America Matters. It's a children's book. And each page has Liberty Eagle on it. Liberty Eagle, the symbol of our country, has two wings, a right wing and a left wing.
Hmm.
Can't fly with two left wings, can't fly with two right wings. But when they work together,
right.
they can soar. Something that we need to begin to emphasize, but all the wonderful things about our country, not the bad things. And then associated with an online program,
mm-hmm.
K through 5, which really talks about the beginnings of our country, the mm-hmm. foundations of our country, the good and the bad. We don't try to hide anything, but we show that this is an absolutely outstanding place. You're very fortunate if you were born here. We need to do everything we can to maintain
right.
the kinds of freedoms and the atmospheres that led to innovation. The vast majority of all the inventions over the last 100 years that have had a profound effect on the world came from the United States of America. Why? Because we had an environment that encouraged innovation and entrepreneurship. Those are the things that help us to have the high standards of living that we have. And
absolutely.
We have K through 5 now. It's online. It's free of charge, by the way.
Really?
Because we've gotten underwriters to underwrite the program.
Wow.
And
nice.
You know, we have all kinds of people who donate $5, people who donate $1 million. Because they want to see our nation succeed.
I love this. That's great. How do people find it, the Patriot Program?
Go to littlepatriots.com,
mm-hmm.
and it's on there, like I said, free of charge. And if you want to look at the overall organization, americancornerstone.org, and there's a lot of stuff there.
Wonderful.
Op-eds, television appearances.
I love this.
A variety of things. It's a think tank, but it's also a do tank.
Oh, that's great.
That's what Glenn Beck called it.
The do tank. I love that. Oh, I think that's fantastic. This is like the wonderful, hopeful alternative antithesis to the 1619 project. You know, that's on one
please.
Side. And this is the wonderful solution to combat that. Right? I mean, the
yeah,
wonderful solution to CRT.
We should talk about the fact that, you know, 1619 tries to build everything around slavery.
Right.
And the subsequent things that happened after slavery, and wants people to think that America is unique
mm-hmm.
because we have slavery, which is complete garbage.
Right.
Slavery's been in every society. And the only thing that's unique about us is the fact that we had so many people who opposed it that we were willing to fight a civil war and lose a large portion of our population. That's what we need to teach our children, not that we're evil, horrible people.
And that white men and black free men came together to devise that Underground Railroad. I mean, as soon as the ink was
Absolutely.
Dry, we were working to try to instill the words of the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. And also, you know, there are a lot of myths floating around about how racist Republicans are.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is the Republican Party was formed as an anti-slavery party, an abolitionist party.
Right, right.
They were the ones who helped the freedmen
gain their rights after they were freed. And, you know, things started to switch with the New Deal and with Democrats who came along and start promising people, I'll give you this and I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
And those promises have continued with very little to back them up. And I think you're starting to see a shift now.
Right.
I think a lot of people are opening their eyes and starting to think for themselves now.
I was going to ask you about that. Where are we at right now, and where do you see this year heading? Do you see a lot more people waking up, and do you see a lot more hope now that people are starting to go, now, wait a minute here? I mean, I know that trust has, I mean, it's been torn into shreds, but maybe that's a good thing so that people can kind of see what's happening to us a little bit more
clear.
Well,
you know, most of the things that have happened to us are self-inflicted wounds.
Mm.
You know, the things that are happening at our border,
right?
The energy costs, which then lead to massive inflation,
mm-hmm.
All of the violence and crime that's going on because, you know, we're not a law and order society anymore. All of these things are self-inflicted wounds, and I think they're waking people up in droves.
Yeah.
And they say it's always darkest before the dawn. In a way, it may be good that people got a chance to see who these leftists are and what they really want to do. What kind of people are they? They are the kind of people who want to control you, who want to rule your life, who want to mandate this and mandate that. And, you know, this is completely antithetical to the principles of the founding of this country.
Oh, amen to that. My guest is Dr. Ben Carson. And who do you admire? Who do you admire in the patriot realm of things and people that have fought for this country and have really kind of made an impact on your life?
I'll tell you, the person I admire the most was my mother.
Aw, I love that.
She, even though she had less than a third grade education, she was the wisest person I have ever met.
Hmm.
And she was able to diagnose situations and read people like a book.
Wow.
And I think if everybody had my mother, we wouldn't be having all these jobs.
Sounds like it. What a talent. What a talent. And it just goes to show you what can happen in this country and who people can become when just given an opportunity. That's what the country's always been about. That's why I like it when you talk about the joy of this country, the God-inspired
Absolutely.
Country that this is.
Well, there are so many wonderful people that I met when I was running for president
mm-hmm.
all over this country, in the smallest little hamlets in North Dakota, all kind of places.
Right.
I saw a lot of common sense and a lot of wisdom. What we're lacking is courage.
Mm. Amen.
We have a lot of people who believe the right things, but rather than speak up, they put their head down and stand in the corner and hope no one calls them a nasty name.
You're right.
And it is so vitally important that people recognize that you've got to be willing to stand up for what you believe in. That's what Ronald Reagan meant when he says, our freedoms are no more than one generation away from extinction.
Wow.
And you cannot be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave.
That is true. And maybe the form of brave now is you might have to leave your job. You might have to be uncomfortable. We might have to do things we never expected to do.
But we have to do it for our children, our
right.
grandchildren, those coming after us. Because think about those soldiers, those young soldiers, 17, 18 years old on Normandy, on D-Day, stepping over hundreds of dead bodies. Were they afraid? Absolutely.
Right.
Did they turn back? Absolutely not. They stepped over those bodies and they overwhelmed the Axis forces.
Right.
Knowing in many cases that they would never see their loved ones again, they would never see their homeland again. Obviously, they didn't do it for themselves.
Right, right.
They did it for us. They did it so that we could live in peace and freedom. And maybe we have to make ourselves a little uncomfortable to maintain that peace and freedom.
You're right. And what made that great generation behave and act like that in the face of all that adversity were wonderful parents like your mother, who taught truths and
Absolutely.
Principles in the home, right? That's what made that greatest generation.
Absolutely. And that's where your principles come from, quite frankly. They come
right.
from your home.
Right.
Not from the school. And, you know, schools can play a very important role mm-hmm. if they work with the parents.
Right.
But some of the stuff that they have been trying to indoctrinate the kids with, you know, people have known forever about how important it is to get to children when they're young. If you look in the Bible, in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it.
Hmm.
Vladimir Lenin said, give me your children to teach for 4 years, and the seed that I plant will never be uprooted. People have known for a long time the importance of getting to children when they're young, and we now need to recognize that we have to enter the fray and make sure that we do not lose our children.
Well, 100% amen on that. Dr. Ben Carson, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate all your effort out there in speaking. You could retire, completely retire, but you're not playing golf. You're actually out there making a difference. I really appreciate that in you.
Thank you. I'm going to retire when I get to heaven. I appreciate you being a patriot.
I love that attitude. I truly do. Thank you again for joining me, and hopefully we'll talk to you again in a month, and I'm really excited to have you in my area next month. Thank you for that.
Sounds good.
All right. And so grateful to him for all that he is doing, and Dr. Ben Carson, and make sure and visit his Patriot program, because what an outstanding program that is. And I'll make sure and put it into show notes as well. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show, so don't go anywhere. And katedalyradio.com is where you'll find this podcast. So you can actually share this podcast with your friends as well right after the show. katedalyradio.com on the bottom of the homepage. Be right back.